see that? Everybody understand that? So it's not just these two running comfortably on the lead. Conceivably, Scottish Ghost is with them. Star of Riches has shown speed. Has it ever cracked 22? It has not. So Star of Riches might give it a shot, and Winning Port might be fairly close, too. There'll be a number of horses. What's going to happen here on our figures, and Iron Count, on our figures here, the ones we've put on the board, Wood Spirit and Woody's Eagle, should be solidly connected through the first quarter, and conceivably there could be three other horses within a length of both of them. Which means that these two can't just settle into a medium-type pace duel where they both finish well. There'll be enough speed in here to ensure that. Of those two horses, which horse more than likely will survive the pace duel? Woody's Eagle, right? Just based on the figures in here. Now, there's a chance that he'll have to push himself a little harder through the second fraction, but that's not a lot. The difference between 5689 and 5645 is about a length. So he'll have to push himself a little bit, which means this number will go down, the final fraction. But nevertheless, he should be able to do that. When that's over, you got one horse coming out of a maiden claiming race, which is Woody's Eagle, and you got one horse that is an established claiming horse, which is Wood Spirit. So as far as that evaluation is concerned, you got to flip back to Wood Spirit. Okay? Because he's done more against more. And they're even in terms of how they're going to match up early on. How do you suppose this race is really going to run now, just based on your figures? Just the total package here. The total race. Two horses that we can see being on the lead and two or three more that are conceivably within a length of them, right?
It looks like a sustained...
Pardon?
Drum
Sound's got a good chance to win this race. Wes has a major shot to win this race. For one thing, he's faster than Drum Sound. We established he's a 102, and it's verified here with Factor W. So we've got Inspirational Wes. And according to the figures here, Inspirational Wes is in front of Drum Sound early on. Drum Sound has a nice second fraction, but so does Inspirational Wes. And they both have big final fractions, as does Woody's Eagle. This is not a prime bet situation. Nobody sticks out. You got two 102s and two 100s. That's too close to call. So this is not a race you want to unload on, because nobody has a decisive class advantage either. Who's the two-horse play for all of you? Just write down your two horses, because we'll get the results from this in a little while. I've been able to separate this field by now. I just want to feel now for how many of you are going to make Inspirational West part of your two-horse play. Lots of people. Okay? How many of you are going to make Woody's Eagle part of your two-horse play? Nowhere near as many, but a lot. Wood Spirit is part of your two-horse play. Okay? And Drum Sound is part of your two-horse play. Okay. You want to know what my two-horse play is now, right? All right. My two-horse play is virtually anybody in here that's 4-1 or better. I'm not going to try to separate this race with a single horse. If I go to the racetrack with this particular scenario, first of all, there's negatives everywhere. Inspirational West has got a negative because he's going to be behind these horses early on. Drum Sound has got a negative because he's up to a level that he's already failed against once in his last start, wasn't it? Yeah. He had some problems, but he still got beat. Woody's Eagle is coming out of a maiden claiming race. He doesn't have an advantage over these horses. If he were like a 104 and the rest of these were 101, I would like the horse in here. But generally speaking, when they come out of a maiden claiming race, you look for several lengths advantage for the horse. Doesn't have it here. What happens when Wood Spirit, in his charts, what happens when Wood Spirit is headed in his races? In his recent races? He's probably going to fall apart, isn't he? So all I would say to you is that insist that you're getting 4 or 5 to 1 on anybody you play in here. And I think it's this class I told you that nobody checks your tickets at the end of the day to make sure you played all 9 races. You can get out of the park without having done so. Pull out Friday's form again. So we're going to have enough time to look at this. go to the first race, take the next 20 minutes till 10 after 3, take to 3:15, because you should that'll give you time to get a health break out of the way so we can work right from 3:15 to 5. Take that time, 25 minutes, find the contenders in this race, find the pace lines in this race, and make your adjustments to those pace lines the way we've been doing it before. We're going to go through this relatively fast. It's a race that's already been run. It's already been bet successfully by several players in our group. Let's look at this race now, folks. All of the noise level in the background is going to sound like hell on the tape, so... Yeah. Let's go through this very quickly. Is B Brush a contender?
Yes.
Is Gold Decor a contender?
Yes.
Let me hear any no's on Gold Decor. All right. How many no's? Okay. Consider for a moment, Gold Decor's been off for 2 months, right? Therefore, the last race is not your contender guideline criteria, right? Is the horse working regularly during that period? Okay. Is the horse better than these horses?
I got it for 97.
Okay. But is the horse better than these horses? Most of these horses are going to be 97s. Look at the race. Look at the one time in its past performances it tried 12 fives. What did it do? Okay. It has been successful against 20. It's been close up against 20s, against 16s. It's in against 12 fives here. This is a contender. Bill, you had your arm up.
I think it's a contender, but it was off for 29 days in that last race.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some kind of problem.
Well, and see, it had some, and that's the positive now in taking this horse out a little bit, giving it 2 months, and bringing it back, putting it at the level it belongs, clearly. Now, I happen to make this play, so I'm going to be very supportive of Gold Decor in here. Tay Bree, absolute poison. End of discussion. Please recognize these. We had some, and same thing, a few people went for it yesterday. I'm not putting anybody down. This is poison, Tay Bree. Consider yourself now as an owner. Michael Stidham, has been stone cold for a couple of years around here. Somehow this guy convinces you to put up part of $32,000, right? And you do it. I'm going to claim Tay Bree, a back class horse. Claim her for 32. One time we get to run her at 40. What did she do? Now what's she in for? Well, I hope you can write that one off your income tax. I mean, this is really negative on this horse. This is a horse that was classy and is dropping from 40 to 12.5 one race after it was claimed for 32. Unlike Quick the Tiger, the day he was dropped, remember we talked about him earlier? From 40 to 16, it was the original owners on that horse. So you have no idea what it cost him originally, and they dropped it to a realistic level. So you don't like to see it, but you don't run away from it. In this one, you run away from it fast. Tay Bree is not a contender here. As it turns out, she's not bet either. Okay, had she been the favorite, it would have been an ideal type situation. She was not bet heavily in here. She was like 5-1 or so. In this one, the one we're looking at right here. Showers time. Wait. Does this fit your contender guidelines or not? She also might be the speed of this race, right? She's coming up off of a loss. She's been stopping lately. But what happens if she gets in here and there's no other speed in this race, in any race? She's part of this race. She's going to lead this race into the stretch. But our figures are going to knock her out of here, so there's no danger here. But she's a contender. This kind of horse wins these races. Not this one. But this kind of horse does win this kind of race. Cherokee Kiss. Okay. But if you were going to knock Showers Time out for stepping up off of a loss, why not knock out Cherokee Kiss? See, the same principle applies. Well, yeah, but that's unadjusted. That's rare. I mean, don't make that. Please don't do that. The fact is they're both stepping up off of losses. So if you're going to keep one, you're going to keep the other. You're jumping ahead to the figures in this race, Jay. That doesn't, the initial contender selection process is exactly what we're going through. If you're going to accept one, accept the other.
You're just saying going up off a second place finish is a negative.
but it's not enough to throw him in first.
Right. Well, you're coming up off of a loss as a negative. It just works out that way, I mean, statistically. But it's not enough to throw the horse out. But I heard somebody say, throw out Shower's Time because it's stepping up off of a negative. And then everybody says, Cherokee Kiss is a solid contender in here. They're both contenders in this race. Now, the figures, Jay jumps ahead about two years on this. The figures are going to knock Shower's Time out. She's definitely a contender for the lead. She will confuse the pace issue in the race. You can't throw her out of here. If somebody else can't keep up, there's a good chance that she could clear this field, which she will not in this situation. But they'll do it often enough to keep a horse like this in. Yes? Be consistent on this.
Pardon? If she wasn't an early type horse, she might get rid of her now.
Well, not right now. We'll get rid of her before we put her in the computer, though.
Not an early type horse, but finish the same way, what would you do with her at this point?
You mean if she didn't show enough speed in the early parts of the race? No, wait a minute. We're talking about a couple of different things. If she didn't fit the contender guidelines, I'd get rid of her now. Okay, but she does. Okay, regardless of whether she's early. The fact that she's early, you want to consider her in here. This one won't win, but enough of them will that you want to be consistent about this. Danelda.
Yes, what a lucky one.
What about her? All right. What a Lucky One is not a contender in here. What about Mambalati?
No.
She doesn't fit anything, right? Does she fit any of your guidelines? Okay. Look at her United States record. Look at the gap in training from, well, that's not too bad, the 27th to the 13th. She's been out all this time, and she's just basically not found a home yet, right? And somebody did make the point. She was up close. But she's not, you know, she's losing ground. You might marginally stick her in here, but you're going to knock her out in a moment, too, because she can't outrun Shower's Time. Not the way she is. Straw Vote. Throw her out. Okay. I didn't mean to rush over Mambalati, but I want to get rid of this race so we can go back to today's card. I just wanted to make sure in this particular race that this whole group made Gold Decor a contender. And you all did. Gold Decor wins this race, yeah. She's got a class edge on this field. Now, what's going to happen is, we're not going to go through the... Well, yeah, we will go through. I want to know what lines you made for this. B-Brush, did everybody choose the last race on this horse?
Yeah.
Okay, did you make a zero adjustment for her? Right? Okay. Gold Decor. Second race back, right? Now, did everybody, knowing what we've developed so far, did everybody make that race 111? All right. Let's look at it for just a moment. It's a 21 variant at Santa Anita, right? The variant range is 17 to 19, right? Okay, so that's two. Okay, that makes her... A 111.2. That makes that race 111.2. The difference between Santa Anita and Hollywood Park is two lengths. That makes it a 111. Yeah. Well, yeah. How many lengths did we make off? No. The daily race? No. We make the daily racing form adjustment first. It was one length. That requires no adjustment at the second call. The difference between the two tracks is zero at the second call. So in other words, adjust for your daily racing form variant and then bring that pace line to Hollywood Park. Now, the difference between Hollywood Park and Santa Anita isn't a whole lot. But the difference between Santa Anita and Del Mar is. And the difference between some of these other racetracks will be a lot. Here you can get away with it. You can use an automatic variant. You can get away with it. Shower's Time. Last race, right? Okay. What kind of a number did you make for the race? Final time only. I just want to know what line you're going to put in. 111? Say no if you don't have that.
Yeah, 111.
111, right? Okay. Cherokee Kiss. Last race with no adjustment, right? Okay. Shower's Time? Yeah, it's adjusted one length. Yeah, but you and I have already been through that. Danelda, her last race. Last race, no adjustment, right? Okay, you got that one right. Now, what's going to happen is Cherokee Kiss is going to be your number one horse on the ratings with that same negative of coming up in class off the loss. Donalda and Gold Decor will kind of mix up the second ratings between them. The decision-making process, you can use Cherokee Kiss and overlook the fact that she's coming up off the loss, but evaluate, don't forget all of the skills you had before we started. Who is the class of those three horses? Showers Time will lead this race early on paper and in the race she did. But who's the class of this field? You have three horses to consider that are fairly close. Cherokee Kiss, number one. We're not going to put them on the board because we don't want to take that time. But Cherokee Kiss is number one. Gold Decor and Donalda are kind of tied for number two. Of those three horses, since they're all close, don't overlook the class factor. Don't overlook your APVs or your class numbers that you're putting onto these races because they'll go to Gold Decor. Her APV's got to be higher because she wins at 12.5 and is well-placed at 16 and 20s to earn more money in the APV scenario. What's the price on, or what's the approximate level on Cherokee Kiss, folks? Yeah, about a 10. I mean, about a $10,000 horse, right? And what about Donalda? That, possibly that, or maybe even a little less, huh? Okay. The point is, don't overlook the class. 98? Well, you're going to figures now. I'm talking about separating these horses with class. None of these horses are much better than a 98. See, we're into two different games now. Forget the par chart for a minute. Gold Decor has been well-placed in $16,000 races, right? She's been well-placed at 20 because she was in for 18, right? And she wins her only try at this level. Cherokee Kiss couldn't win at 10. Donalda is up in class. Forget the figure, the 97.
Well, most people do, and I'm just trying to steer you a little way away from it now in this
last part of the session. Because if you get too hung up on it, you become figure blind. And everything is right here on the printout, and it doesn't work that way. Okay. Gold Decor outclasses these other horses. Now, Donalda. Now, see, my figures for this race, I gave Donalda a 98, Showers Time a 96. I'm not Showers Time. I gave Gold Decor same thing you did, I think a 97. And I gave Cherokee Kiss a 98. So I got two 98s and a 97. Well, that's, you're talking 10 feet. So, yes? All right, let's look at it for a minute. Let's make sure of that. I'm sorry, you do get 100, don't you? All right, Cherokee Kiss has got a better number. Yeah, I put my own variant on that race. I apologize to you. They come up evenly with my variant on it. 98 and 297s, actually. Makes a huge difference, yeah, and I apologize for that. I kind of jumped on you. I mean, I accused somebody else of jumping ahead. I've done it now. Okay. But Cherokee Kiss is half the bet. That's fine. That's perfectly acceptable. But the other half the bet, you've got to decide between the other two horses. Regardless of whether you use my variant or not, Cherokee Kiss will be slightly on top. Don't lose sight of the fact that what makes racing, right? Part of it is the class. Howard, what did you say it was?
Cherokee's 53% APV, and the other one's 120.
Good point. Cherokee Kiss is 53% APV.
And has a 95 class rating, the other one has 159 class rating. Gold.
Did you catch all of that? Okay.
That's your 99.
All right. Now, if it makes you feel warm and fuzzy, use the class figures from your program. If you can evaluate it just the way we did, because you can visualize that. I mean, here's a horse that's placed at 16 and 20 and is one at 12.5. You can also visualize it that way. But just make sure you don't overlook that. $15.
I just get real right down to the numbers.
In my book, which you're all going to buy, right?
Yes,
right.
You bet.
Yeah, right, right. My book, I've got two different parts of that book.
You are hosting a big dinner for your signing dinner.
Taco Bell on me, right? 59 cent tacos. Del Taco, 49 cent tacos. I've got two discussions in the book on figure blinds, because I see it all the time. Everybody's subject to it. And you just have to wean yourself away. It doesn't mean they're not important. They are very important.
The more I learn about this methodology, the more figure blind I get.
Yeah, well, that's, but I got to tell you, the normal sequence.
So somebody gets in, a handicapper, a class handicapper, an angle handicapper, really, we had a guy in here yesterday that fits that perfectly. They are very good handicappers the way they are. They get involved in this and they see the benefit of all of these figures. And they fall in love with it. And then the longer they're with it, they get more and more figure blind and adhere to this more so than all of the rest of it, the class evaluation. That's the reason Howard and the rest of them have introduced the class figures, so that to kind of take you away. They're still figures though, right? But at least you're away from these pace figures all the time. And what will happen is... There you go. But as you get better and better, you finally wean yourself away from the figure blindness and begin to take them in as just part of the handicapping process. Now, and so rest assured, there's hope ahead. Okay. I hope so. Okay. Anyway, Gold Decor is a $15 horse. It's a very solid payoff on the horse that had the class edge.
Is this a prime benefit?
No, it's not, because Cherokee Kiss has a better figure for me. Okay. I would have liked, I made a sizable play on it. But I bet two horses in the race. Shame on me.
So a prime bet is only when you can bet one horse.
No, a prime bet can be two. But see, the problem is that I've got...
Three horses, very closely related. Cherokee Kiss, Donalda, and Gold Decor. They're all within a length of each other. The class edge goes to Gold Decor, but unfortunately, the figure edge doesn't go to her. Now, ask me which two I bet. I bet Donalda and this horse. I did not bet Cherokee Kiss. And I got to tell you, see, in my own play, I got them within a length of one another, right? The negative is that Cherokee Kiss has lost at 10, has been at 10, and now is trying better horses. It's just statistically a negative. I mean, and she doesn't have enough of an edge to offset it for me. Cherokee was the favorite. That's another reason I stayed away from her. She ran third. I mean, it was a blanket finish, the three of them. And B. Rush was fourth. Okay. Third race today. That's the next one in sequence. That way we'll be able to get some feedback before we're finished. This is a 9 winners, 1. Fillies and mares. 3-year-olds and up. This is one of those races that that you generally give the edge to the 3-year-olds. Of which there are two in here. The par for the race is 103. The male par is 105. These are females, 103. So let's take a look at the race. Is Road to Romance a contender?
Yes.
Okay. Road to Romance is a contender based on its last race, right? But I want to tell you something. Unless Road to Romance dominates your figures, this is not the horse you want. Anybody know why? How many tries are you going to give this horse against 9 winners, 1? All right. If she's clearly best, that's a different story. But she's a contender. But when we start separating, we want to take that into consideration. Can we use her last line? Okay, because we want to do a lot of this at one time now. Her last line is acceptable. The variant on that race is 8, right? Which requires how many points of variant? 2. What becomes 110 and 1. The second call becomes 45 and 1. First fraction stays 22-1. Everybody got that okay?
Yep.
I'm going fast now. So if you just, we still have enough time to slow down a little if you want. I'm just kind of assuming we're all together here, and if we're not, stop me.
And the Sierras are calling.
And the Sierras are calling. This is my fly fishing arm is working up here in the background. I'm daydreaming. I'm sorry. Real Spicy.
No.
No. Get used to that. No. Look at her maiden 12. Look at the class differences, folks. Look at her maiden 12-5 at Golden Gate. And then she goes to Turf Paradise and wins a straight maiden. Does that tell you a little something about the class differences? Fascinating. Sure. Okay. Let's take a look at the line. It's a 12 variant, which requires no adjustment, right? All right. Let's go to Pepe's Kingdom. Yep. This is an interesting horse. Which line do you want on her? Second one back. Look at the line on the last race. That means repeated trouble. That doesn't mean just a little problem at the one thing they can identify. This is troubled trip. Her second race back, incidentally, what's the class level in that second race back? 50K. Well, yeah, but I mean, what is it on your part-time chart, folks? 105, right? All right, wait a minute. What is the $50,000 older male par? 107, right? Females are 105. Folks, everybody see this? Would anybody agree that she's dropping and was dropping last time? Probably she was on the rail, so I happen to see that race. She was much the best that day. But the point is, her second race back is perfectly acceptable, and it was two levels higher than this. Okay. Does anybody have any trouble getting to that conclusion? I really want you to be able to make that. That's a significant conclusion here. The fact that $50,000 claiming race, in her last race should have been like shooting fish in a barrel. But she was stuck down on the inside and never, ever at any time got clear in the race. Okay, we'll see how she comes up. But her second race is the one to use. The track variant is 10, which means we slow it down by 1, and it becomes a 116-1, right? Anybody have any trouble with that? Okay. Fields of gold. Sure. What is a non-winners of one race written for? Horses that have never won a race other than maiden or climbing, right? All right, so this is where she belongs. She was life and death to win the maiden race, but look at the time on the race, 108-4. The horse she beat came back to win right off that race in kind of slow time. So, I mean, it's a little bit of a negative, but she did win. The track variant that day was 5. Now, that's a lot. That is 6 points below, or 3 lengths. Okay. That makes that race 109-2. The second call, 44-4. The first fraction, 21-3, right? Okay, now, never mind, I'm not going to inject that. Orifor. Look at Orifor. Here's a horse that hasn't run since April 14th. This is a horse I've never liked. I don't think it's ever beaten me. No. Look at the pattern on this horse. This horse has been off for a while, and this is probably the morning line choice, isn't it? Yes. She's... Huh? Oh, okay, look at the consensus in the racing form. Orifor, 17. Okay, which means she'll get some support out there. Okay, 7-5 on Fields of Gold, huh? Boy, it's tough to take 7-5 on a maiden winner. 4-4? Good, okay. The race we're looking at on Orifor is April 14th, but do we make her a contender, first off? No. Yeah, look at her pattern, folks. Look at this. On April 14th, she came, of course, Baronet ran a huge race, but she caved in against Baronet. Prior to that, she'd been off from February 25th, off of a good race, to April 14th. She ran worse than she did prior to the time she was off. Now she's off about 7 weeks, and in that seven-week period, she has one workout. What do you think, positive or negative? Come on. Don't make the wrong answer on this now. After all, we've got a lot of time invested with each other here, folks. This is a no. Which leaves how many horses? Road to Romance, Fascinating, Pepe's Kingdom, and Fields of Gold. We will take our chances against Orifor, reasonably strong chances against it, and our chances against Real Spicy. We've adjusted all the lines, haven't we? No, we have. So, Dick? All right, yeah, I do want the numbers.